then I'll be blue. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me.
You know, this whole issue of needing empathy, someone who will not only understand our feelings, but share our feelings, can be a bit tricky. And we may find that it's difficult for someone, one of our friends, one of our family members, even two of our friends and family members, to really bear that burden. Because when we're really, really hurting, and I mean the pain is deep in our souls and rises up to fill us all through our minds, it can be hard for other people to really bear that pain with us, to share that pain with us. And in those cases, it may be a great idea to go to a professional, a therapist, a counselor, a psychologist, someone who really is probably better equipped emotionally and otherwise to help us through our time of pain and our need for empathy. Not everyone succeeds at empathy. And even if people are great at empathy, sometimes what you feel is overwhelming. I mean, just, again, real talk about real life. Sometimes our pain is so great that it is truly overwhelming for other people. And they may be able to be there with us once or twice, but they may actually begin to become afraid of the idea of being with us a third time, a fourth time, a tenth time. Because we all know it's going to take a while to get past that pain. It's going to take a while for us to begin to truly recover from it. A while may be months. A while may be a couple of years. Whatever it is, that length of time is. And people looking down the road saying, no, I can't handle this. And they might start trying to put distance between the two of you rather than take that risk. Find a way to get with a counselor, a therapist. And know this, if you do enough research, you go into your Yellow Pages or you go online and search for various counseling agencies or practices in your area. And your area might be anything within a 50 to 60 mile radius, whatever it takes. That's within reason. You may be able to find an organization that provides quality counseling, quality therapy at reasonable rates, maybe even on a sliding scale fee. There are organizations that provide that type of service on a sliding scale fee. So look for them. Call around, call around, call around. It's considered an investment in your overall well-being. One of the things that therapists can do is help people see patterns in themselves that they're not aware of that may be causing them harm. Psychological blind spots that may be getting in the way of progress, that may be getting in the way of recovery, of moving through the pain. Someone who can help you learn and grow as a person and not just listen as you pour out of your pain. Mental Health America advises that people should never be afraid to get outside help if you need it. Mental Health America. Mental Health America. I'm deliberately repeating that so that you'll get that in your memory banks in the event that you're not able to type it out or write it down. Mental Health America. One of the things that they offer is a comprehensive list of affordable mental health services, as well as counseling directories where you can search for a therapist near you or even a provider who accepts Medicaid. Mental Health America. Who else can help you? Or how else can you receive help in dealing with, coping with, moving through, letting go of your pain? How about a pet? Yeah, they say pets can provide invaluable support. Having a pet during emotionally challenging times can offer actually an unparalleled feeling of unconditional love and emotional support. Having a dog or a cat literally reduces anxiety and stress, improves heart health, and helps you sleep better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. Psychological benefits and physiological benefits from having a dog or a cat. Reduced anxiety, reduced stress, improved heart health, better sleep. Might we consider getting a dog or a cat? When it comes to mental health, the verdict is clear. Pet ownership provides unique benefits. In the words of one study participant who was interviewed about his dog, he said, when he comes and sits up beside you on a night, it's different. You know, it's like he needs me as much as I need him. And after someone told you that they don't need you anymore, or you decided that you no longer need them, how about something precious to you saying, you know what? I know you need me right now, but I still need you too. Something else that can help you with this is to write. Consider a diary. Writing the story of your breakup has been shown to benefit the heart, literally. Researchers have been hailing the health benefits of expressive writing for some time now, but a recent study makes an interesting distinction. Not every kind of writing helps. Expressive narrative writing is likely to lower your heart rate and help your body adapt more easily to physiological stress. So instead of just jotting down random feelings, try to incorporate those feelings into a story. To be able to create a story in a structured way, not just to re-experience your emotions, but to make meaning out of them, allows you to process those feelings in a more physiologically adaptive way. Emotional expression and account making, where you're coming up with an explanation for a traumatic event. Those are the other two main psychological processes that are crucial for coping with a breakup. Remember earlier in the conversation, I mentioned that social support is one of the three main ways of helping us cope with these romantic separations. The other two are emotional expression and account making. And this type of writing, this narrative writing, where you're making sense of what's going on, helps with both the emotional expression and the account making. Research has demonstrated that people who love themselves more and display higher levels of good, healthy self-compassion, tend to get over separation more quickly. That can be easier said than done, but hey, it can be done. It might be more achievable to simply reacquaint yourself with yourself. After a breakup, ask, hey, what was important to me before this relationship? What brought pleasure to my life before this relationship? You may want to return to that, like music, painting, whatever. All right, so if you do need to go ahead and call it quits, know that there are some healthy ways to do the breakup. Back in a few.